Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 is the caller line if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And coming up the show tonight, Australia and New Zealand, they have completed their transformation into police states. Pfizer, we're going to remind you about Pfizer, that time Pfizer was sued and had to pay $2.5 billion because of fraudulent marketing, vaccines, miscarriages, all of that nonsense. Evidently, the vaccines have been strongly linked, well, maybe not strongly linked, but they're linked in the minds of many to miscarriages and weird things with women's periods. There's a lot of questions there, and these rumors keep circulating, but
what was it, Israel? They're like, well, now we're going to do the testing. Right, now that everyone's vaccinated, now we're going to start the long-term tests.
I think the U.S. too.
Okay.
They're like, well, now that everybody has it, we're going to start doing some tests.
Yeah.
Like,
what are the long-term effects of this vaccine?
Yeah.
Now that you've all got it, now we'll test it.
But first, I want to talk about this New York hospital, because they're now facing the consequences of their own actions. They have to pause deliveries because staffers are quitting over their vaccine mandates.
You talk about deliveries of babies.
I am talking about baby deliveries, yes.
I don't know how you pause that. Right? Well, we talked about this a little bit pre-show. I'm like, I don't know if you can stop that from happening.
I assume they send them to a different hospital.
Yeah. Okay.
Babies do not care. They come whenever they'd like.
So an upstate New York hospital said it will pause the delivery of babies in 2 weeks because of a spate of resignations by maternity unit workers who are objecting to COVID-19 vaccination mandates.
So rather than bend a little bit on the rules regarding the vaccine mandates, they're like, nope, no more babies at this hospital, right?
Apparently.
We're going to pass that problem on to the consumer, the pregnant ladies, who can't get their babies delivered there because they don't want to budge on their policy for vaccines.
Well, presumably they'll just get sent to a different hospital. I don't know. But they are going to temporarily stop delivering babies after September 24th. During a news conference, they said that 7 of the 30 hospital workers who resigned were from the hospital's maternity ward. He added that another 7 maternity unit staffers were undecided about getting the vaccine. So they're looking at losing between 7 and 14 workers in the maternity ward.
Wow.
The workers were objecting to a September 27th deadline to receive a first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. 20 of the staff members who resigned worked in clinical positions like nurses, therapists, and technicians, the newspaper reported. If we can pause the service and now focus on recruiting nurses who are vaccinated, we will be able to re-engage in delivering babies here in Lewis County. But why would a nurse who's vaccinated and presumably already working at a hospital want to transfer to their hospital?
Exactly. It's so ridiculous. And we already don't have enough nurses and midwives. So what makes them think that they're going to be able to find people? And it also makes a lot of sense why labor and delivery nurses and why midwives are very against the vaccine, because they've probably seen a lot of miscarriages related to the vaccine. I don't think it's coincidence that a couple of days after a pregnant woman gets her first or second dose of the vaccine, they miscarry. That is not a coincidence. And I'm sure they see a lot of that, because I know I have.
Maybe they're going to do it like a sports team, a trade. We'll give you 2 unvaccinated nurses. We just need 1 vax nurse, and then you get more at your place, but they're unvaxxed. Right?
Yeah.
Then you could go into free agency.
And this is also why we've been seeing a huge surge in women wanting to have home births, because of all of the measures, all of the COVID-19 measures, the you have to wear a mask in labor, and you have to choose between your mother and your husband. Well, you're in labor. It's crazy. to make people make those really, really tough decisions. So they're like, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to have a baby in the comfort of my own home where I'm not being basically discriminated against for one thing or another.
Yeah, where it's customer-focused, customer-centric, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mama matters.
So evidently, 165 of the employees, roughly 27% of the facility's workforce, have yet to be vaccinated against COVID-19, although there have been 464 who have received it. Our hope is, as we get closer to the deadline, the numbers will increase of individuals who are vaccinated. You're 15 days out from the deadline at this point. I tend to think anyone who's holding out on getting the vaccine isn't going to change their mind in the next 2 weeks.
I don't think so.
Well, again, we talked about carrots and sticks, right?
They're
done with the carrots. Sticks are coming.
Yeah,
certainly
so
seems that way.
You're going to change your mind, or they're going to change your mind for you, one way or the other.
Or else.
They hope that the numbers will increase.
It's always there. The or else is always there.
Yep. Well, that's government, right? I mean, that's what they do.
Right. Yep. So you can either get vaccinated for a donut, or you can get vaccinated to not lose your job, or you can get vaccinated to not go to jail, or for them to kill you on the street. Right. But one where you might as well take the donut, because at least you're getting something in that aspect of it.
Well, we'll see how this shakes out. Fewer individuals will leave, hopefully, and maybe with a little luck, some of those who have resigned will reconsider. Kayer told reporters, we are not alone. There are thousands of positions that are open north of the Thruway, and now we have a challenge to work through, you know, with the vaccination mandate. So thousands of positions already open, and they're possibly losing roughly 27% of their staff.
How did all those nurses survive the original COVID?
I know. And that's what I always say. I'm like, you know what? Last year, I was good enough to work 70 hours a week with COVID-positive patients with not even adequate amounts of PPE, and I was good enough then, but now I'm, you know, some sort of scumbag for not wanting to get experimental gene therapy. Like, now I'm a danger to society.
You are
but
unmutual.
Before, when I was, you know, being thrown to the wolves in the COVID units, you know, I was good enough then, but, you know, what changed?
And it's the people who stayed at home on unemployment or, you know, working from home or whatever who have changed their tune. I mean, you were a hero 18 months ago, but now you're scum.
Yep, exactly.
And it's all because of their fear. That's what's motivating all of this.
Yep.
How did that fear change? It's not like COVID got worse, right? You could survive it back then with, you know, less than a mask in a lot of cases. For you know, the lack of PPE at the time.
But see, they don't believe that. They believe it's this ultra-deadly bug that is just killing tens of thousands of people a day. They have no idea what it's actually about. Even these people who have had COVID-19 are still terrified of it.
Yeah, but are you saying their belief got worse in the last year? Because in the beginning, it was an ultra-terrifying drug. In the beginning, the belief was it's an ultra-terrifying drug, and you have to, like, wear the mask, right? And
then,
okay, so hospital workers short on masks. What can you do? Can't do anything. Well, COVID patients still in the hospital, right? Nurses on the front line, right? They don't even have enough supplies, and yet they're putting their lives on the line, and they survived.
Yeah.
Right? But COVID hasn't gotten worse, and now they're getting vitriol.
No, but they think it has, because now they have all this propaganda about the Delta variant, which I still haven't even seen any evidence of.
I'm sure the coronavirus is constantly mutating, as coronaviruses do, but as far as, you know, this deadlier or more viral strain of COVID-19, I'm just not freaking seeing it.
Is it worse than Chinese people getting yanked off the street or falling dead in the street? Because that was the video, like, week one, right? Remember that? Chinese people dying in the street.
Yeah, I remember, like, the piles of people or whatever, like, the crazy, like, apocalyptic type, like, propaganda they were spewing out, and
is
now
Delta variant's worse than that? Because I don't see those videos anymore. Seems like it's getting easier. Seems like it's getting better.
I don't know what was going on with those videos, but I've since decided that they were probably just hoaxes.
Yeah,
they
I don't think that was
some
real.
Extent.
Sure.
Or I don't know what they were videos of, but
who that's
knows?
What scared everybody in the beginning.
Yeah.
Sure. So now you're more scared than you were then? Come on. Come on, man.
Well, I don't know that they're more scared, but they want to hold people to do what they want them to do.
That's an entirely separate issue, right?
Well, they're using their fear as their excuse for this, right? Because they're so afraid you have to inject this thing into your body.
But that's what I'm saying. If you are that scared, right, you have to be that much more scared than you were in the beginning, when there are videos of Chinese people dying.
You can't think about this logically, though. This
is
where you're going wrong. You can't be logical about this. What is happening here is people are just following what they see in mainstream media.
absolutely. And I think a lot of people didn't even see those videos because they were circulating on, like, Telegram and stuff like that, which normies don't generally use.
All right.
What are your thoughts? Why are people so afraid? 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know why you think people are so freaking afraid of the Delta variant.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on what we've been discussing or change the subject and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Rich.
And Nikki, you brought in a story that's important to you, linking the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccines, with periods and miscarriages and just weirdness in general around female reproduction.
Yep, and
an interesting thing to happen, come to think of it, considering so many people accuse this vaccine of being about population control.
Yeah, exactly. And I was actually surprised to find this article, but this is something I've been following for months. I've been following this for, like, at least 8 to 10 months, like, since kind of the beginning. Like, once the vaccines rolled out, I've been following this. So I was really surprised to find a story on it, though, because it's kind of something that was buried, and any woman that came forward with any sort of miscarriage stories or, you know, any sort of, like, serious change in her menstrual cycles or in her fertility, they were just shamed, and they were like, no, you're crazy. And by they, I just mean kind of like mainstream media and like average people that would be hearing these stories. And a lot of women were just made out to be like crazy and liars. So,
well, part of that is because in order to roll out the vaccine, right, they know it's not going to be 100% safe for all the people.
Yeah.
So they have to sacrifice some individuals for the greater good of the collective.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even tested on pregnant women, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all.
These are the tests. And now we have the results.
Fair point.
They don't care because they're going to sacrifice some to get those results.
And in the tests that they did, or I'm not sure if it's the test that they did previously or in this test in the article that I'm about to read, they included men in the test and like women that were past, like menopausal women. So I just don't, you would think that they would test pregnant women and women within reproductive age, but they just tested a bunch of random people.
Or pregnant capable men at this point.
Yeah, and they tested a bunch of random people, and so it basically severely skews the data. So in this article, women say the COVID-19 vaccine affected their periods. Now more than 1.6 million go into researching it. Shauna Clausen was...
We're only now researching this. We've been talking about this off and on for 8 months. And the medical industry is just like, we should look into this.
And I think something like, I don't even know how many people in the U.S. are vaccinated. Maybe like at least 60%, maybe higher. So now that almost...
Seems high.
I think Biden and them said that 80 million are currently unvaccinated, which would mean roughly 240 million are vaccinated.
Okay.
Which is a lot. So now that a lot of people are vaccinated, now they're finally testing it, which is something...
Oh, thank goodness it's not everyone.
Which is something I was warning
against.
Yeah, which is something I was warning against in the beginning. I'm like, it's impossible for them to effectively test this vaccination. Most medications and vaccinations are tested for like 10 to 20 years before they're rolled out. And this has got a solid 6 months under
emergency
itself.
Orders.
And you know, I'm
emergency
fine.
Orders.
Crazy.
I'm totally fine with people taking experimental medication without knowing the possible long-term consequences, but don't force me to do it.
Yeah, let's not threaten and coerce people and threaten to lose their children and their jobs.
And usually the people who are going to take those are terminal, right?
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to die. I need to give me a chance to live with this experimental medicine. And the FDA goes, no, we haven't tested it enough yet.
Exactly.
But 99.7 whatever percent survival, right? Like, you must take this experimental medicine for the greater good.
So Shauna Clausen was in line to get her first dose of the Moderna shot in March when she saw menstruators on social media discussing how their periods have been altered. Earlier, heavier, and
so
more painful than usual.
Hold on. She waited until she was in line to get the vaccine to look into what people were saying about the consequences of getting the vaccine?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it really. Don't you think you would research it a little bit before you make the appointment?
It could. Okay, to be fair, it could have been her aha moment, right? Like something finally clicked while she's standing there going, do I really want to do this?
True. I mean, better late than never.
Yeah.
But still... It's shocking to think that she was standing in line, ready to go, finally researching what possible
Well, and if your research is a Facebook group, you're not doing much research either.
So. That's also true. But, I mean, I don't know. I tend to think hearing from ordinary people who are like, hey, I got the shot and this is what happened to me, it's probably...
That's anecdotal.
I think it's more valuable.
Science. Nope. Science. The science is science. You cannot verify the science with anecdotal evidence on Facebook.
The science is settled.
Well, you may not be able to, you know, verify a scientific theory or hypothesis with anecdotal evidence, but anecdotal evidence can certainly be enough to persuade a person. And I'm sure we've all been persuaded by anecdotal evidence.
It's probably what persuades most people, because you go like, I got a friend, I know a guy, coworker, and all of a sudden, like, you second guess what everyone else is telling you because you have experience with someone who has an adverse experience.
Well, and it kind of hits closer to home, and it makes it seem like, this is actually more likely to happen to me than you would think if it just happened to some random person that you don't know.
But they also used that against the anti-vaxxers in the beginning, right? Because everyone knew someone who died of COVID, and it was that important. Like, you know,
I know someone who died of COVID. It was a 60-ish-year-old, extremely obese, diabetic dude.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, really, he... The world is better off without this person in it.
Oh, God.
But that's the only person I know personally who died from COVID-19. And like I said, he was probably 300 pounds at the time of his death.
One less person typed, well, actually, on Twitter.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the world is not harmed by this loss. I mean, even his own kids were like, whew, that's a load off my mind. Thank God he's out of the picture. So, I mean, and that's the only person I personally have known throughout my entire life who has died of COVID-19.
Okay.
We did have a regular caller and listener who died of COVID-19, but I can't say that, you know, I know him because I never actually met him.
Yeah. So, but everyone, they trotted it out as like everyone had a story of someone like that.
Sure.
So if you knew someone, then it's important upon you, right, to not be that person for other friends of yours.
I know plenty of people who had COVID-19, though, and I don't personally know anyone else other than the one 60-year-old diabetic dude that, you know, everyone is happy to see dead who died of it. Everyone else survived, and then they got vaccinated. They're like, oh, thank goodness, I won't get that again. I'm like, get what again?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that you have natural immunity against.
But maybe not against that Delta variant, though.
Oh, well, the study from Israel suggests that, you know, the natural immunity does help against the Delta variant better than the vaccines do. And Fauci was just, you know, questioned about this by some report or something like that. He goes, you know, that's really worth looking into. I can't disagree with what you say, but that's worth looking into. I was like, Israel looked into it, and that's what they determined, Dr. Fauci.
But now he's got to get, like, the World Health Organization in the United States on board. Because for those people, it's like vaccine or bust, right? Vaccine or death.
Well, that's been the case with Israel as well, right? I mean, if vaccines were going to eradicate COVID-19, it would have happened in Israel, where vaccination rates are highest. Instead, COVID-19 cases there, I think last week we talked about a story where they're at their peak levels that they haven't been at since the second wave.
It's still small amount of unvaccinated people still spreading it around.
Clearly. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to get into this story about how the vaccine has affected women's reproductive systems. It's Free Talk Live.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a key moderate Democrat, says he cannot support President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan.
We have done an awful lot, and there's still an awful lot of people that need help, but you have 11 million jobs that aren't filled right now. 8 million people are still unemployed. Something's not matching up. Don't you think we ought to hit the pause?
Senator Manchin speaking on CNN State of the Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called that unacceptable.
It's absolutely not acceptable to me. I don't think it's acceptable to the president, to the American people, or to the overwhelming majority of the people in the Democratic caucus.
The Senate hopes to pass the package this week in order for the House to do so by a September 27th deadline. U.S. Capitol Police say they've recommended disciplinary action for six officers for, quote, violation of its code of conduct over their handling of protesters on U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump, in a video message on 9/11, called the events a very sad day. He also slammed the Biden administration for how they handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says we will be okay without boots on the ground.
During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The remains of Sergeant Johanny Rosario Picardo, a 25-year-old U.S. Marine who was one of 13 American service members killed in the August 26 suicide bombing, returned home on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. As you may have noticed, we are not currently streaming to YouTube. That's because we've been suspended yet again.
Boo!
Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
YouTube.
I actually think the strike has probably gone away, and I just now thought about that. So we probably could stream to YouTube as of now, but I'm not entirely sure. But it's just a matter of time before Free Talk Live is just kicked totally off of YouTube. And
look, this show is important enough where if you want to hear it streamed, you find where we're streaming it.
Yes, we're trying not to, you know, constantly switch our video platforms. First, we promoted Twitch, and then it was DLive. But now, DLive seemed promising because it was, to some extent, built on blockchain technology. But within their terms,
crypto guys.
Yeah, within their terms and conditions, there's some really unpleasant language, but we ultimately started putting all of our videos on Library, which is a decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and they now have a functional front-facing website called Odyssey, which we stream to every night. You can find that at video.freetalklive.com, because on Library, we can't be censored, and on Odyssey, we could be, but they're not going to censor us for, like, medical misinformation or stuff like that. They do have a pull this button, but that's for people who are, you know, streaming pornography and stuff like that that isn't allowed on their website. Presumably you could put it on Library. I don't know. I've never looked into it. But anyway, on Odyssey, we're not going to be censored. You can find that at video.freetalklive.com, because YouTube, Twitch, DLive, Facebook, it's just a matter of time before they kick us off of there. So find out where we'll be, and that's going to be at video.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, screw those guys. Get with the program. Get where we're at.
Yep. I mean, that's what it takes, right?
Yep.
And And we've actually had a lot of success promoting the Odyssey channel that we have there, video.freetalklive.com. I hope to see a return to that really soon. Like we did Topless Wednesday nights, which was usually, you know, I mean, it was females, cis women, topless on Wednesday nights, and that was only on video.freetalklive.com. The other channel is just going to, hey, you can watch the uncensored feed over here.
That's so, a good way to market it.
I really want to see it.
You're not going to be there? I guess I have to go here now.
I remember the first day we did it, we had like already beaten the previous record like before we even started the show.
Yeah, it remains the most watched episode that you can find at video.freetalklive.com, which isn't surprising. I mean, okay. But
well, okay. It also means that most of those guys didn't come back for week two, so...
I'm kind of offended. That's a good point. I'm offended, ladies.
Well, we promoted the hell out of the first week, and after that, we just sort of stopped promoting it. Okay. Like, we sent out newsletters and stuff about the first week, so... But anyway, speaking of women, they're evidently having issues after getting the vaccine. Tell us about that, Nikki.
So, Clausen, a 45-year-old who lives in Hudson, Wisconsin, went and got the shot. A few days later... She also got earlier and heavier period than she was used to. A few weeks later, in early April, she told the Washington Post that she was frustrated with the lack of research on whether the vaccines impacted menstrual cycles. It's not...
Because they didn't really test this vaccine, even in the initial testing, on, as you said, women who still had menstrual cycles.
They didn't test it for anything.
Yeah.
Really? It just, like, literally wasn't tested. It's being tested right now on everybody who got it.
You're the test.
Yeah.
This is the testing phase. Right? There's no test before because there wasn't time for it. Now that they got a whole bunch of people vaccinated, now we can run some tests.
Which they didn't really warn people. They kind of just, like, coerced people to get it. But I think that was pretty obvious.
That it hadn't been tested for long-term consequences?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, like,
I mean,
general?
That's just common sense, but it seems like everybody was really shocked, or they seemed to have think that it was already tested and proven safe. I don't know why, but maybe because
they had approval for emergency use.
Yeah, and that's what the media was saying, and that's what, you know, government officials were saying, but
that's the thing. I've heard that on mainstream outlets, right? Like, the vaccine is safe. Well, maybe. For a lot of people, it is safe.
Well, the Surgeon General used to recommend smoking.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's perfectly safe in the short term, and it makes you less stressed out and more creative. However, in the long term, it has some really nasty side effects.
Right. But that may not even be true for the vaccine. It may be safe for the vast majority of people. However, if you have the option to take the vaccine or rely on natural immunity... Right, and survive COVID, like, if you're healthy enough where you can survive it, why would you take the experimental thing with unknown long-term effects when you're probably going to be safe to begin with, right? Like, why not give that choice to the individual rather than force it on everybody, which is what they're trying to do?
Absolutely. And if it was so great, why do they need to blackmail me to get it?
Because you're not afraid enough. They're hoping that they can blackmail us and coerce us and make us afraid enough to get this thing, because we're not afraid of COVID-19, but maybe we are afraid of losing our jobs or not being able to go to concerts or whatever.
Guess what? I'm not afraid of that either.
But the vaccine is going to have adverse effects for a certain percentage of people.
Oh, sure.
Right? Unknown at this time what that percentage is, but it's bound to happen. Right? That's why there's pages and pages of side effects for everything that gets FDA approval. And you have to make the decision for yourself whether or not whatever ailment you have is worth the risk of getting those side effects.
That's why the vaccines aren't worth it to me. I'm already on estradiol, which can cause blood clots. I'm already a smoker, which can cause blood clots. Why would I add an additional risk to that?
And you already had COVID.
And I already had COVID and was just fine. 99.7% of people are.
Yeah. You wouldn't, and you shouldn't be coerced into doing it, and neither should anybody when making a medical decision for themselves.
Absolutely.
Right? But what they're being asked to do is sacrifice themselves for, I reiterate this because I said it twice already, for the greater good, right? Because society needs to get past COVID-19, and, you know, the path forward in the U.S. is the vaccination, right? That means everybody has to get the vaccine.
But the vaccine doesn't prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Understood. This is like, this is the weird thing, right? It's not only ineffective, but everyone has to get it, which means they have to know that they're sacrificing a percentage of people who will have adverse reactions or die because of it, and they're okay with that in order to push the vaccine on everybody.
You guys are still using way too much logic. Just blindly follow whatever the mainstream media and the government is saying.
But it's amazing what they're saying, because they'll say, on the one hand, the vaccines still work great, but they don't seem to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And they don't seem to prevent you from getting sick, and they don't seem to prevent people from dying or, you know, getting hospitalized. But they work great, and you should totally get one. And even if you've had COVID-19 and you pulled through just fine.
And on the other side of their mouths, right, they say, like, it's the unvaccinated people who are spreading this and making it worse.
Yes.
But it's the vaccinated people, because you can get it and you can spread it with the vaccine. And you're the ones going out in public, right, declaring how great it is that you're vaccinated and you can finally leave your house.
And there's more vaccinated people than there are unvaccinated people.
Yeah, and the vaccinated people generally don't have to go through, like, the weekly testing or whatever.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, the CDC's website explicitly states that. I mean, the summary of everything they list there about what you can and can't do if you're vaccinated is basically, look, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to get tested. Even though all of these science shows that you can still get COVID-19 and still spreads COVID-19. So it's basically just a license for the vaccinated to spread COVID-19 as much as they want.
So give it a couple months, then you're going to have to get vaccinated and tested weekly.
And you know what else is really interesting? So in hospitals, if someone's vaccinated, they don't count that as, they don't count a person vaccinated until after 2 weeks.
Right.
So you need to be vaccinated for 2 whole weeks. So if you get the vaccine,
shot, right?
Yes. So if you get the vaccine and then you still get COVID or you still die or you still get hospitalized, they're like, nope, they're unvaccinated.
Yep.
So oh, that's stupid.
They're skewing it all the way, all the way they can.
So the data they're putting out isn't, there's like no way that we can even use it legitimately.
Well, that's,
because it's all just lies.
That's been the case with their data from the start.
Yeah.
I mean, they were writing down people who died of anything for COVID, as dying from COVID-19 if they happened to test positive. And now we know
gotta get that COVID check.
Yep.
Yeah, and now we know that the tests they were using couldn't distinguish between the flu and COVID-19. And now they're saying that the flu is going to make a resurgence this year. Well, yeah. You're not testing people for COVID-19 anymore, so you're not going to make the flu eradicated by calling it COVID-19.
Yeah, I thought they eradicated the flu. It was like the numbers were down precipitously.
Yeah, it was so weird. And it turns out the test couldn't tell the difference between the flu and COVID. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Boost Our Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff.
Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. Just take a couple of minutes out of your day, click Getting Started at the top of the page, and learn the basics of this world-changing, life-changing technology. That's Bitcoin.com. And if you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, they still have something for you. Stay up to date on all the news and headlines that's relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. All of this on a modern, easy-to-use website. Bitcoin.com is your place to go for everything cryptocurrency-related. Bitcoin.com. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just up to date on the Albuquerque, New Mexico mayoral race scandals that are dime a dozen. I didn't get to mention yet that there has been an allegation publicly made over and over and over again that the current mayor of Albuquerque, Tim Keller, the Democrat, that he was recently caught in bed with a city employee that he may have hired, given a high-dollar position running the airport, caught by her husband or boyfriend, whichever, and then that husband or boyfriend allegedly called Mayor Tim Keller's wife, and Mayor Tim Keller's wife allegedly kicked him out of the house, and he's allegedly living with his mother, and that was, So
I'm sorry, that's just, New Mexico is wild, man. They need to make a sitcom or some sort of Tiger King style drama.
I love it.
You mean like Breaking Bad?
I've never seen Breaking Bad. I've seen Tiger King, though. And New Mexico sounds almost as dramatic as Tiger King.
Tiger King was the only homework assignment I ever got from Free Talk Live.
Really? Tiger King's our...
I watched a clip on YouTube.
Tiger King's our neighbor. Tiger King is just across the border in Oklahoma. Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul is filmed right here in Albuquerque.
Tiger King's in prison.
Yeah. So are a few New Mexicans. Actually, there's a few New Mexican politicians that have been sent to prison in recent years for stealing this, stealing that, stealing whatever's not nailed down.
How corrupt can they be if they're actually holding them accountable and issuing out justice?
Well,
they do things like give them $1,000 fine and no probation, just $1,000 fine, say I'm sorry, for instance, that mayor, I think it was Gurule in Las Vegas, New Mexico, who forged voting materials in order to get herself reelected to mayor, and she was handing out city contracts to her boyfriend for high-dollar construction stuff. But anyway, they get a slap on the wrist. They get like a fraction of what you or I would get is what happens. And then the competitor, who's also a Democrat in the mayoral race, Manny Aragon, who's been the sheriff for a number of years here recently, he has been trying to get public financing, and he keeps getting losing his court cases to get his public financing because he allegedly forged signatures on his petition where he needed signatures in order to qualify for public financing. And apparently those are fourth-degree felonies here in New Mexico for if you forge those documents. So that's the Democrat candidate number one, Democrat candidate number two. And then now that only leaves the Republican candidate. There's only three candidates, Eddie Aragon, who actually owns and runs the radio station you're being heard on right now in Albuquerque. They sent an investigative report.
Right?
KIVA, Kiva, the
That's
Rock of
meant,
Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now there's scandal on Eddie, too, because KOB4 sent out a reporter to interview the newly announced candidate, Aragon, but not for the usual candidate interview about what can you do to help the people. They wanted to know what Eddie's residence address was, because apparently it's a scandal that he lives and works out of his business as opposed to having a home separate from his business, never mind that the business is in Albuquerque. And it's allegedly lawful for him to live there. And he just won his court case. He was taken to court. He was sued by a Democrat voter saying that it's illegal for him to run for mayor because he lives in his business. So they sued him, and they lost. The judge says, screw you. He can. It has nothing to do with the election. That's a zoning issue. Get out of my courtroom.
You should just do what Maria did here, David, and just, like, throw your name in the hat.
Go for it. It costs $5 to run for mayor. Everybody's like, wow, congratulations. I'm like, dude, it took 12 minutes and $5 for me to run for mayor.
Well, if that's all it took here, I would. Oh, and one last thing is apparently I learned from one of my insiders at KKKOB radio cumulus station here in Albuquerque. I learned that from one of the producers there that Eric Strauss, when I mentioned, they cut off, if you say Eddie Aragon's name on the radio on KKOB, they instantly dump your call. And then after Eric Strauss dumped my call the other day, I learned that he told the producer to never, ever, 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 ever let me back on his call-in program because I said Eddie Aragon.
Oh, it sounds like you're going to upset those lesbian Nazis again.
Pretty soon there's going to be like two radio shows that David can call into. They're going to be like national shows.
Well, David, keep us apprised of this situation and how it's developing. I mean, it sounds dramatic.
And when you throw your name into the hat, because if everyone else is corrupt, that's like the marketing slogan for your candidacy, right? Like, no scandals. David Olson, no scandals. Like, they're right there on the sign.
I would make a sign like, look what all those other idiots are doing. Vote for me instead. Because they're being petty, man. Refusing to allow the guy's name to be mentioned on radio. And then trying to sue him for living out of his workplace. This is bizarre.
I'm sure your sign would have more expletive deleted on there as well.
Probably. The last one did. But this one won't. It's just Aria, Queen of Keen.
Okay. I love that so much.
I also do. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm waiting because there's going to be a primary. And I want to make sure that I actually get through the primary before I waste any money on signs and all that stuff.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's only like $400 for 50 signs. It's like, I can go ahead and do that. It'll be worth it. Go ahead and get those
fired.
Up. Go ahead and I'll still be Queen of Keen even if I don't get through the primary, right? Because I have already declared myself to be the Queen of Keen. The voters can just decide to recognize that or not. I don't care if they recognize it or not, though, because I am already the Queen of Keen.
Would you preside over those who did vote for you, regardless of the outcome of the election?
I would be a queen in exactly the same capacity I am now.
Okay.
Only it would be written down on a sheet of paper somewhere, okay, and with some official seal on it, probably.
But the people that vote for you would have to refer to you as Your Majesty or something.
They could refer to me however they want.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
It would be funny if, you know, they said that.
Ah, like you just walk down the street and all of a sudden, like, half the population just bows.
Be like, my liege.
What is going on? Epic. Don't you know that is the Queen of
Her Excellency.
Well, that's how Sununu signs his orders, right? So I want to go a step
beyond
that.
Wait, I thought that was a joke. He seriously does that?
No, that's legit.
Yeah, they say right there at the top, by order of His Excellency,
jeez,
Governor,
yeah,
Christopher Sununu.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're obnoxious. So I'm going
to... maybe nauseous.
So I'm going to take that up a notch, right? And go a bit beyond Mark's intergalactic space king thing, and I'm okay, just going to have a litany of titles and respectives and all of that kind of nonsense on anything I signed. And, of course, anything I signed would be like repealing old laws, which isn't going to happen. So as mayor, I would have nothing to do anyway, and I wouldn't do it even if I did have something to do. But
what always bothered me about, like, repealing old laws is it always adds another law to the books. The law that repeals the old one.
Yeah.
So then you end up with double.
Oh, it's a stupid
anyway.
System.
It is a stupid system.
You can't just take that law and erase it. You have to make a new law that nullifies that law.
Right. If there's going to be a great reset in any capacity, it should be to nullify that nonsense. Right.
Yeah.
Let's
just delete laws now.
Let's reset the law books and start from scratch. Like, that's a great reset I would get behind.
That's one of the more alarming things that, you know, I just thought about this year because someone said it that I'd never really thought about before. But the reason we have so many laws on the books today is because they don't expire.
Yeah.
Once they make a law, it's permanent, and it takes another law to undo it. And
well, just keep adding more.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are certain ones that sunset, right? Like the assault weapons ban of 94 or whatever year that was.
What happened to it?
It sunsetted. Like, that one had an expiration date, which is why you could get those things again, like larger capacity magazines nationwide.
Well, the Patriot Act supposedly had an expiration date as well, but
they keep renewing that one.
They do, man. And
they renew that one every year.
Every time it comes up, they renew it. And I was just like, how long is Congress going to let this nonsense continue? Obviously forever, because they're all behind it. And they're all behind these vaccine mandates.
Well, we're out of Afghanistan, so no more excuses. End that thing.
Well, the U.S. government's out of Afghanistan. I've never been.
Yeah, fair enough.
But when we get back, we're going to continue the story about vaccines and how they're affecting women. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.